Welcome back. Thanks for staying on board. John McGinnis with you. News Radio KFDK. Talk about all things Washington, D.C. as we continue the conversation with the Cap to Cap group. And across a group of local elected officials, appointed leaders, business people, policymakers from the greater Sacramento region. They obviously goes far beyond the bounds of the city of Sacramento, but out throughout the region. The area so so clearly impacted by rules and regulations and laws that come out of Washington, but also the economic consideration as decisions are made back and forth. And the Sacramento region being unique in terms of some of the attributes it has and also some of the challenges. We've talked about some of those. Now we're going to be joined with local elected people and people involved at the very local grassroots area, and that includes Darren Gate, the Economic Growth and Public Affairs person for the city of Yuba City, and the Honorable Carol Garcia, Mayor of Roseville. Thank you both for joining the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Tom.
Absolute pleasure. We're talking with some of those that have come before you about the important considerations involved with this cap-to-cap trip, but all of them, going back, I guess this is the 46th or 47th, I've forgotten, I've lost track.
Yeah, it's the 46th.
46th. But what about the importance of local participation in the program, and what local issues are you particularly interested in?
I just want to say I think that we're really a good force in numbers. You know, with the local government involved in our cap-to-cap program, we can really work effectively with our businesses, our community, and education systems that a way to find comprehensive solutions to issues that we all face in our region. So we all have common goals coming into this, and it's important that we work together. There's a lot of local issues that we're working on. In the cap-to-cap program, the education, traffic, we've talked about water, I know, on the program already, but in our region, there are huge traffic issues that we face.
Yeah.
And as we are in a growth mode, and Roseville still is in a growth mode, we're going to our western and northern borders, we really need to find some good traffic solutions. And we're even looking at perhaps a sales, increasing sales tax on a November ballot, just to find a solution for our traffic issue.
And what kinds of areas are you considering for solutions? Would it be infrastructure, more roads, or engineering? What kinds of things do you think are important? I understand anything by way of improvement or construction requires funds, but what is the general area? I mean, as long as you have an increased population, of course, California lifestyle being what it is, you can anticipate increased number of automobiles on the road. How
right.
do you mitigate that?
We're looking at, you know, the transit issues and maybe finding some traffic solutions through transit and getting some federal dollars in those areas. We are looking at improving roadways on our Highway 65 bypass and other areas within Placer County and the Sacramento region. And so, Darren, maybe you have some ideas as well in this area.
You know, John, really the Chamber has become a regional convener where they've brought in really business, civic, community leaders, and to the table to speak in a unified voice. You know, Yuba City, we're, you know, 40 minutes north of downtown Sacramento, and to have a unified voice where three elected officials, two staff members, are able to come together with 330 of business and community leaders to advocate on a project within our community is just huge. And then at the same time, we have the opportunity to advocate for a project in Roseville, Rockland, Sacramento, Galt. It's just a great opportunity. And you know, the city of Yuba City, we're looking at workforce developments. We have issues related to homelessness that we're bringing here, where Sacramento and Yuba City are speaking the same voice. Flood control, you know, water, as you just talked about, and agriculture. So it's really a great opportunity that's been put together by the Chamber as the regional convener to really bring all segments of our community together in one voice back here in D.C.
Well, Darren, if I may, Darren, I like the idea of economic growth because what you're, at least I believe, what you seek to accomplish is to actually provide the opportunity, I guess, to create the fertile environment in which business can grow and expand. And that solves a lot of the problems that we discussed. I mean, other issues that have come up that require funding, as you have economic growth, obviously it creates personal, private wealth and vitality, but it also puts the resources in the public coffers that can ultimately be part of a solution to the challenges that that are represented by, in fact, I guess the growth itself creates additional challenges as well. But I would hope as a part of that growth would also increase the economic base that could be brought to bear with the challenges thereof, like traffic, for example.
That's right. You know, we need to increase our post-secondary education across the board. Every community could see it increase. And as we increase that to educational attainment and skills, be it college or other type of career and technical education, we see a direct return back to our local communities to put into our schools, to put into the infrastructure that's needed, be that a road, a water system, a sewer system, a levee system. We are only our cities are only as successful as our business community, and there's a direct correlation between
the two. Yeah, I believe that 100%. Now let me just add, I'm not looking for specific plans, but as you talk about secondary education, you know, for centuries, I think for people seeking optimum success, the plan is, the model is, kids grow up in the household and they're sent away to matriculate into the world of education and then maybe not come back. But is there a hope, is there a thought or a concept that by bringing secondary education into some of the more outlying communities, that there may be an opportunity to actually keep families in closer proximity that increase the likelihood that the benefits of that education come back to the home community? Is that something that's being considered?
It is, John, and that's something that I was going to say next. We are
Sorry, steal your thunder.
That's okay, no, because you actually put the words in my mouth. But, you know, we are looking at bringing higher education to the region. Two opportunities are very close. One is Warwick University, that they are looking at property to the west of Roseville in the Placer County area to build a university. They're out of the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And then we're also looking at Sac State opening up a campus in Placer, which would be huge. You talked about our kids getting an education and having to leave. Well, this would keep them here. Not only that, but we will also be working with local business so that the businesses can train them the way that they want them educated through these systems. And I think that that's key as well to keeping them here and also creating business and economic development and having the businesses be able to thrive as well with the employees that are already in place through the system.
That's right. And, John, you know, for the first time we have a junior college, Cambridge Junior College, locally owned and operated in our city, and they're back here for the first time. And one of the things that they're here for is to connect with the Sacramento-based businesses to find out what do they need for the skills for tomorrow. To be able to service these businesses, to bring wealth back into our community, wealth creation. That's exactly what we need in the Sacramento region.
We also have William Jessup in Rockland, and they are back here as well, Dr. John Jackson advocating for programs and things that they can do to bring in economic development in our region.
Excellent. I think that's those are great ideas, and that speaks well for good hopes for the future. So, Darren Gale, Mayor Garcia, thank you so very much for being part of the program this afternoon. And we'll continue the dialogue after this.